California, like many states, is suffering a shortage of nurses. How short? 10,000 vacancies and counting. But the problem is not a shortage of people who want to be nurses. Most are trained in the state's community colleges. And as Elaine Corey reports, these nursing programs are forced to turn away thousands of qualified students every year.
The Nursing Skills Lab at Contra Costa College, a community college east of San Francisco. This looks like a real hospital ward, complete with high-tech instruments and monitors. But instead of real patients, the beds are filled with life-size mannequins used by students to practice procedures.
Put your hand on the catheter tip, okay?
A half dozen students are huddled around instructor Sean McNeil, learning how to delicately insert a catheter.
Advance it how much further?
1 inch.
Another inch, okay, right. Now remember, this hand is dirty.
Keep these hands separated.
Mm-hmm.
These students are a highly selective group, the rare ones who were accepted into this two-year associate degree program. Once they graduate, they'll sit for the state licensing exam to become registered nurses. It's a goal Kimberly Hall thought she'd never achieve.
I felt it was near impossible. I was getting ready to give up.
Hall is finally in, but only after 3 miserable years of waiting. The problem was never her grade, says Hall, but a simple lack of space.
You have 300 people applying for 30 spots, and rejection letter after rejection letter, it starts to wear on you after a while.
California has 75 community college nursing programs, and every one of them is full. Many have a 3 or 4 year waiting list. Others, including Contra Costa, rely on a lottery system, which requires applicants to reapply every year. Program Director Marianne Werner McCullough.
I advise every student who walks in through the door to be sure to apply to 5 or 6 programs. I tell them to get a map and to apply to every place in that area that they can and hope for the best.
There they are. Transcripts, applications, notes, ready to reapply for next fall.
Lisa Hill has taken that advice to heart. College application season just ended, and Hill has a thick folder of forms to show for her efforts. She's been inching toward nursing school for years, having aced all her prerequisite courses at Contra Costa and then applying to the nursing program last year. The school accepted 70 students, including a dozen who made it onto the alternate list. Hill was unlucky number 13.
When I didn't get in, it was a shock, really. I was devastated.
For now, Hill's vocational dream is stalled.
I heard, wow, what a great career to get into. The population is getting older. There's going to be a need for nurses. Nurses are retiring.
And so Hill won't give up. At less than $5,000, a community college nursing degree is a true bargain. And California is trying to address the backlog. Hill does have another option. She could attend a private nursing program at a for-profit school, such as the University of Phoenix. In recent years, market-based or proprietary programs have moved in to fill the gap left by overwhelmed state schools. That should surprise no one, says California's Community College Vice Chancellor Jose Millan.
If I were in the position of a proprietary school, I'd take a look at those same numbers that you're looking at, huge demand, not enough supply, and I'd say, here's an opportunity. And I'd offer the same thing at a high cost.
Nursing is an expensive program to run, what with low faculty ratios and high-tech lab requirements. So for-profit schools do cost more, up to 10 times more than a state school. Lisa Hill says she hates the idea of running up a huge debt, but if she doesn't get into a public program soon, she may not have a better choice. For NPR News, I'm Elaine Corey.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.